We're doing Shin Nun Dalet Sifkotan Dalet, and starting with the Gemara in Merubah in Bava Kamed of Samach Ches Amud Beis and Samach Tes Amud Aleph, where we have the Gemara saying towards the bottom, the Gemara brings a case of Hachab Ma'askinikun Shigdishu Ba'ilim Biyad Ganav. And the Gemara asking me kodesh for Homer Rabbi Yochanan Gozal v'loy nisyashu habaylim shnei menin yochanim lahakti zelifishena shiz loy v'zelifishena birushisun. So we see from there a principle that in order to be able to be makdish, you need two things: you need bailus, you need legal ownership, and you also need rishus. And what rishus means is shlita, is that you have control over it. In addition to being the Bailim, you also need to have control. So the whole sugya, certainly in the Ktzor, seems to revolve around if a person doesn't have control in the moment, but he knows for sure he could gain control through Beis Din, is that called Birushuse? So although at this minute he can't touch it and he can't get to it, but since he knows for sure that the person in whose reshus it is would not resist a din Torah and would be willing to hand it over in a din Torah, is such a case also called as it being in his shlita or not? So it's in his legal shlita, although it's not in his physical shlita, it's in his legal shlita. And in that there's a machlokes Tosfos and Ritvo, it seems. The Ksos HaChoshim brings it in the name of the Tosfos Rid, but they mention in the notes that there's no such Tosfos Rid, but there is a Ritvo. So there seems to be a machlokes as to whether or not that constitutes shlita, and it revolves around the sugya and the Tosfos is this Tosfos. So they ask, how can you be makdish something that's in the hands of a gazlan? If the bailim have not been misyashim, how can you be makdish? Omri ho hu de omer kitsunui. So he goes like the tsunuim. And what do the tsunuim say? The tnan hatsunuim menichin es hamois ve'omrim kol hanilkat mizeh yehei mechulul al hamois ha'il. So the tsunuim we see further on have got fields, and the problem with the field is what? Kerem Rivai, or are there other things there?
Kerem Rivai, people walking by.
So the Tzunuim are worried that people are going to eat me Kerem Rivai, and they'll be over. So what they did was they kind of putting up a Tznai, that if anybody does take from the Kerem and Rivai, it will be Mechulal on those Moes, and then that he'll spend the Moes Kehalocha. And the Kedusha will be removed from the Kerem Rivai and put onto the money, even though at the time he does that, he has no reshus over the those chitim, over those anovim.
So you're taking the word reshuso, which usually means it's like in his property, and saying that it's a matter of having rishus? I thought it was more physical.
So, well, that's if it was physical, there would be no machlokes Tosfos and Tosfos and Ritvo. The fact that the Ritvo says that even if you can gain control over it, that's still called Biru. The fact that Tosfos says, is that right? The Ritvo says that the only time it's birushus is if it's a pikoda. But if it's if you could gain control over it by a din Torah, that's not called birushusa. Tosfos says it is that's not called birushusa. Tosfos says it is birushusa. Even though it's not in your physical property, since you could recover it by legal means, and you know that for sure, that's still called birushusa. Because you can use your power as an owner to do with it as you will. There's just one step missing. You've got to go through Beis Din. But the fact is you can use your power to do with it as you will, is what Tosfos seems to hold. And the Ritval seems to hold that since right now you don't have power over it, that's not yet called Birushusa. The only times it's Birushusa is when it's a Pikodin, that you could go at any moment without a Din Torah. So a Pikodin also is not in your physical possession. But that's okay, because at any time you can reclaim your Pikodin. So that's why it's called Birushusa, says the Ritval. But if it's in the hands of a Ganav or somebody who doesn't realize he's been a Ganav, whatever the case is, and you could recover it by Din Torah, that's not yet called Birushusa, says the Ritval. But Tosfos says it is. Is that right?
That's what it sounds like. Though it does also seem like the person does, or whether he made a mistake, is he aware, is he not aware, that also tells us if it is considered Birushusa or not considered Birushusa.
Yeah, because if he's aware, then you can't be sure he'll give it back in a Din Torah. That means even though he knew it wasn't his, he took it. So how do you know that you're ever going to recover it again? But if he's not aware, the only reason he's got it is because he's not aware that he shouldn't have it, then Tosfos wants to say that's still called Birushusa.
Right.
And the Gemara brings the cases that says you can, according to the Tsnuin, you could be Makdish something that is in the hands of a Ganav. Mm-hmm. Because you see from the Tsnuin that they could be Mechalel Kedusha from produce from Anovim that were in the hands of a person who shouldn't have had it. And if that person knew that they shouldn't have had it, they would have given it back. The only reason they've got it is because they didn't know it was Nether Revai, that it was Kerim Revai. They didn't, but had they known, they wouldn't have taken it. So you see from this. Sorry?
They did still steal.
But they thought that they were entitled to it.
Some reason they thought they could steal it.
They thought they were entitled to it because if we look further on in the Gemara, let's just look now further on in the Gemara so we see the case. Four lines at the top of Samach Tesamad out of Gufa. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Gozov Lun Yasiyah Shua Abayim Shneim and Yochim Lak Zelifishin Shulav Zelifishin Birushusu. Umi Omer Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Could Rabbi Yochanan have said such a thing? For how Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha kistam mishneh utznan. He says the halacha is like the stam mishneh. What does the stam mishneh say? Kerim rivai hayu mitzayninoi soi bekezuzoi sadoma simona ki adoma ma'adoma ika ano mino achaynami ki mifrike shari litani mine vishal orla becharosis simona kecharosis ma'acharosis shien ano mino afhai delesbe ano mino vishal kivoris besid simona dechive kaatzomis v'machye v'shoifik yechidenech v'tfei. All different simonim that you make over something so that people should know what it is, that it's something they shouldn't come near. Omer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Bamed Varim Bishviz Tehefkinin. This whole thing Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says is Dafke Bashviz when they're Hefke and people are allowed to take from it, or they might think they're allowed to take from it. So we're not talking about Geneva. Avak b'shal shnei shavua halitel roshe v'yomus. You don't have to protect people from stealing, from not being over an aver of theft. They know it's not their field and they shouldn't be taking it. But where it's shvius and they believe that it's hefker and they can take it, but they can't take it because of kerim rivai or one of the other reasons, that you've got to be mesamen, so that they know not to take it. Vatsnuin and the Tsnuin go further than making a simon. They menichin es hamoyos v'emrim kol anilket mizeh mechula la'amos halol. And so the Tsnuin go further and they say that we're mechalalis.
So this is the Stam Mishnah.
So you see from there that you can... you can be mechalal, even though the aniyim or whoever took the produce, thinking it was shviyas, but the fact is they took it and it's in their reshus. You can still be mechalal. How can you still be mechalal? Because you know that if they knew that it wasn't right, they would give it back to you. They wouldn't want it in their hands, but be'avera. So you know they're willing to give it back to you. So that's still called birushusko anach. to be able to be mechalel. And since you've got enough rishus to be able to be mechalel, you've also got enough rishus to be able to be makdish.
Which is the kasha on
Rabbi Yochanan. Why can you not be makdish if you can be mechalel? So let's go back to our Gemara. Asks the Gemara Vare Chazora Keren Lebailin. In this case, so you've got to say then that the Keren comes back to the Bailim, and therefore what? If the Bailim are Makdish, then why should the Gal, says Rashi, Ikashi Gdishu Bailim, Kefel Amay Meshalem, Hare Chazor Kirin Le Yodom, the Ikdashua Kol Hechid Yise. So by being Makdish, they're Makdish this wherever it is. So a Ganav steals an item, and the Bailim is Makdish at Kol Hechid Yise. So the Ganav doesn't have ownership anymore. It's no longer in the Rishus of the Ganav, and probably never was. But now, if the Ganovim come after he's been makdishit, it's not biyad haganov.
Oh,
then therefore he shouldn't be chayv kefal. Answer the Gemara, kashomad bedin. No, he's makdishit after ha'amod bedin. Shebo edim kudim shikdashu bailim. So the edim came and said, so this attacker, the edim found it in the hands of the Ganov. So he's immediately chayv kevel, and then the bailim or makdish. Echidami idam ritzei tein loy my ayri hikdish afilu loy hikdish nami loy lechayve. If we're talking where Beis Din have said go and pay him, then there certainly isn't a case of keren of kevel. Though my rovet say tein loy tovach lamacha potu, because if you're tovach lamacha after Beis Din says say tein loy, then you're potter because my time came into Paskul the mil tevetzavach l'macha habalei gazan the gazan and b'shalim tishlum ma'abu v'chamisha. Since he brazenly shechted off the Beis Din have told him to give it back, that makes him a gazan, not a ganav. So what we're saying is the Beis Din says chayav atol liten lo. They must have said not go and pay, but they must just pass in chiyuv, the psak din, but not yet an injunction. Tovach l'macha mashalim tashlum ma'abu v'chamisha my time, kim deloy paskin milta akati ganav. Since it hasn't been fully paskined, he's still considered a ganav. Answers the Gemara, lo yitzrichet amri le chayiv ata liten lo. In Echanami, we're talking about a case of chayiv ata liten lo, where he's still a ganav. So Beis Din have said Chayavato Litein Loi, then the Bailim are Makdish, and at that point,
you get Apple, you don't get Dal Behay.
Right. So Tosfos goes through a few kashas. But I think the one we've got to start with is the one just above the Giloy and Hashas for Im Terma. In mine, it's just above the Giloy and Hashas. You might have a slightly different layout. Have you got a Giloy and Hashas next to the Tosfos?
No, but I think okay. I know where.
So it's a Im Terma of a Hechi Medami Hector. Should we got that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, v'im terma v'hechi medami hekdesh l'chilu. So asks Tosfos, how can you say that because from the tsnuim we learn that you can be mechalel, so from there you see that you can also be makdish. Shekemo sheyochel l'chalel ma'ashu b'yad chaveru ken yochel l'hakdish. What are you trying to learn from there? That when something is b'yad chaveru betos, it's still birushuscha. And that would apply to being makdish as well. So that's not really so. Because we see there's a difference, that there are different levels of rishus needed for chilul and for hektish. Because to be makdish perusha chaver, you can do that. You cannot do that. But to be mechalel perus of somebody else, you can. So you see that it's you need less reshus for chilul than you need for hekdish. So the fact that the tznuim were considered themselves to have enough reshus to be mechalel doesn't mean that they would have had enough reshus to be makdish. To talk about chilul from hekdesh is not the same as chilul from netzaviri from kerem rivai. It's true that to be mechalel from hekdesh, you don't need as much rishus. Why? The lo dami the hekdesh meachal shu hukdash yotso mirishus bailim. When it's hektish, it's in nobody's rishus. It's in the Beis Hamikdash's rishus, and anybody can be mechalel. There's no din of having special rishus over it. Anybody can be mechalel. Aval kerim rivai, afal gav connects in the margin. Afal gav the moment gavoyahu mikol makom habaylim zakoyim leechem b'Yerushalayim. Kerim rivai, the baylim have retained a skus in it. So since the Baalim retained a schus in it, it's very difficult to be mechalel something which isn't yours. So if the ganav, not the ganav, if the oni comes and he thinks it's hefker, and he takes kerem rivai, he owns that. And it's true that it's kerem rivai, but he owns it in as much as he can eat it in Yerushalayim. So now to be mechalel that, it's not in your rishus at all. So if nevertheless you can be mechalel that would teach us that you can be mechalel hekdesh as well. That's, I think, how we have to understand Tosfos.
Right. I don't fully see this as a teretz to the kasha. The kasha was, you can't parallel chilul to makdesh.
Yes, but it was talking about a particular type of chilul. It was talking about the chilul from hekdesh. There are two chiluls. There's a chilul from kerem rivai, and there's a chilul from hekdesh. Chilul from hekdesh, you don't need rishus. Chilul from kerem rivai, you do need rishus, because if you don't have rishus over it, the other person has certain zechuyus in it. So even though there's kedushas momen in it, that kedushas momen still leaves some authority in the hand of the baalim, which in this case is the oni who took it. And again, that's not the main piece. The Ktos builds on. The Ktos builds on the next piece. Vim toimar akasi hare yochel lechalel maise sheni shel chaveru. Okay, so we'll keep off being mechalel from a korban. I understand that we can't make a comparison from that because that's different. But even to be mechalel from maise sheni shel chaveru, you can. So you see, you need less authority for chilul than you do for hekdesh. How can you make a comparison from chilul to hekdesh? How do we know that? That's the essence of these two kashas of Tosfos, that you need less reshus for chilul than you need for hekdesh, and therefore you can't learn from chilul onto hekdesh. So a person has mois maaser sheni. By mistake, he uses that money to buy behemoth, avodim, and kakos. Behemoth tmea. So you can't use it. Can't eat it in Yerushalayim. Avodim and karkos, can't eat it, you can't use them in Yerushalayim. Ve'im lokach, if he did do that, and he then realizes what he's done, yechal kenegdan b'Yerushalayim. So you spent $1,000 on this, whatever it was, go and spend the $1,000 in Yerushalayim. Which means you're actually being mechalel, the kedusha, of the money that the lokeach, that the moicher holds.
Right. Remotely.
Remotely, right. Even though it's not birushuska. Why don't we just cancel the sale and explain to the person, return the money and all the rest of it? He's not around. So you see that in a case like that, where unwittingly a moicher lands up with most that has a kedushas domim to them, you can be mechalel that money remotely. So you see from there that Chilul is much easier than Hekdesh, and therefore you can't prove that because you can be Mechalel something that is in somebody's hands, that you can be Makdish something in somebody else's hands. That's like a case of Gaza.
How do we know it's easier? We just know that it is easy. How do we know that?
Because we have no case where, because this is our only source to say that you can be makdish something that's in your, the tsnuim are our only source to say that you can be makdish something that is not in your hand. Otherwise, we know that you can't be makdish. Rabbi Yochan, Gozal Nisyashua Baim, Shneim and Yochanim Lakdish. So we know you can't be makdish something that's in somebody else's hands. You're right there. That looked ominous.
Yeah. Okay.
And so the makor is the tsnuim. And Tosfos is saying, but you can't learn from tsnuim, because tsnuim is talking about chilul, and we know that you can be mechalel something that is in somebody else's hands. We've got makoris for that, but we don't. But that doesn't mean that you can't. Doesn't Brian? It doesn't mean that you can't learn for hekdesh. It just means you have no right. That case is exactly like tsnuim and like our case here, because it's like gozal. Because if he wouldn't have run away, he would have given it back. So the bailim aren't miyashim. And therefore, and that's why you can do it there. It's exactly like tsnuim. So what does that answer?
We saw before that you were able to be makala mois remotely, be a shlemar.
So the fact that it would come back and should come back, and if he hadn't run away, he would give it back. All of that's why you can get it back, which is exactly the same as tsnuin. So there's nothing extra to learn. From the case of kiddushin, you don't learn an extra kula that applies to chilul. That is the same one as tsnuin.
It's exact same as tsnuin.
We wanted to prove from our ish mekadesh that chilul has a special din. That when a person is holding something that isn't his and would give it back if he knew, in that case you can be mechala. So you see that chilul is different. Says answers Tosfos, it's only different because that is the very case of tsnuim. It's different because the other person knows that it's not theirs and would give it back.
What does that say for the rest? Well, the hekdesh, if you don't have that individual willing to relinquish the other end, you get the other facts, which is what you have here, then you have no raya to person.
And that's exactly the case. That's the same as Gozal Velonis Yashu HaBailim, where the Bailim say, I will catch this guy and I'll bring him to Beis Din. And the reason I'm not Misyashu is because I can prove it was mine. If a Bailim has no proof that it's his, he's Miyash. So Gozal Velonis Yashu HaBailim is talking about a case where the Bailim knows he can bring him to Beis Din. So
you can be Mechal.
And therefore it's like Tsnuim. Therefore, it's like tsnuim. So in a case, what Tosfos wants to say here is that in a case where you know you could get it back, that's called rishus. Enough rishus to be mechalel and enough rishus to be makdish.
Either for Shaborach, or you could track him down in the case of the Gazlan and extract him and based it. So hold on. The most important part is that you know you can get it back, or is it because the fellow who stole by mistake?
Well, either way, you know he would give it back. He would either give it back because you have compelling evidence and Beis Din would force it back, or he would give it back because he would say, oh, I didn't realize I wasn't allowed to have this.
So this is a case of Eina Birshusa.
Eina Birshusa physically.
Physically. but we're going to consider it for Shusai. And the reason we're considering it for Shusai, I'm asking, is because you have the ability to eventually get it back?
Or yes.
Is it considered for Shusai because that person made it toast? I thought each of these cases were where they accidentally stole.
No, but Gozal is not accidental. For the case of Rabbi Yochanan, the case the Gemara brings...
Gozal of the Sea Ishir is not accidental. It's just that...
I'm looking at this Raya, though, the case of Gamelet from the Hemet Meh and Abadu. All of that was a mistake.
Yes.
And Tsnuim is also a mistake.
But by the fact that we apply it to Gezela, and we say that this Tana holds, this Amura holds like Rabbi, like the Tsnuim and not like Rabbi Yochanan, means that it can be extended even to a case where it was not by mistake, but lo nisyashu, but you know you can recover it. So the essence is the ease with which you can recover it, either because you have compelling raya's, and you know Beis Din will take it back for you, or you would just have to tell the person and they'll give it back to you. Okay. The fact is, either way, you know you can get it back without force. If you can get it back without force, it's called Bereshusko. So let's just have a look at the opening of the Ksosa question, and then we'll leave it there, and we'll have to review it next time and see that we've got it right. But I think at least it gives us